The Science of Happiness is proudly brought to you by the John Templeton Foundation, funding research and catalyzing conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. Discover the latest findings in neuroscience, cosmology, and the origins of life at templeton.org. Hi, this is Dacher Keltner. Welcome to Happiness Break, a series where we take a short break in the day to try a practice that brings us more calm and sense of connection and kindness and appreciation. Today, we're going to do a practice called A Sacred Place in Nature. We know from dozens of studies that when we find sacred places in nature, be it in a garden or walking in an arboretum or even in a city, or out backpacking, that it brings all manner of health and happiness benefits to us, better immune profiles, to better brain functioning, to a greater sense of optimism and hope. And we also know that we can derive these benefits through the power of our imagination, through seeing images of nature, videos of nature, and imagining sacred places in nature. Let's get to a comfortable position. You may be standing or sitting, wherever you are. Make sure you're safe. Hopefully it's quiet. And you can close your eyes and rest your hands in a comfortable place. Take a nice deep breath in. And breathing out, follow the air through your lungs, your throat, and your nose. Another nice deep breath in. Breathing out, knowing the vagus nerve is activated, calming and opening your body. On this breath in, let's start to follow physical relaxation from the face and the top of the head to the jaw to your shoulders. Just feel the relaxation. And breathing out, see if you can follow this relaxation down through your back, your legs, and into your feet. Breathing in and breathing out. On this breath in, I want you to think of a place near you where you really feel the awe and the beauty and even the sacred qualities of nature. Could be your garden, or a park, or a tree, or some flowers. Just a place where you feel the power, the wonder, and beauty of nature near you. For me, it's these redwood trees that I walk by coming to this studio, just standing near them. So really, in your mind, get a clear image to the best of your abilities of this sacred place of nature. Its colors and scents, even sounds, movements. Just be there, near it, feeling its light, its color, its movements. As you really cultivate this image of the sacred place in nature, feel what it brings to you in terms of sensations and feelings. Really now deepen the feeling of serenity and calmness of this place. Why it means something sacred to you. How it affects you. And as you are exploring this feeling of what this place brings to you, notice what its qualities are. Does it feel calming or transcendent or mysterious? Notice the feelings of this place. Your other experiences there, memories associated with it may come to mind. How lucky to have a history with this place. Rebecca Solnit, the great writer, notes how landscapes embrace us. They become part of us. They become part of our minds. Notice how this place is really part of you and your mind and your feeling. And notice, as we close, what it is like to have this sacred place in nature with you, within you right now, able to be taken forward and called upon. What is that like to have a sacred place of nature with you? As we close out, it's just useful to remember how powerful the science is on this, that images of nature, imagining the scents of nature, the sounds of nature, the light of nature, sacred places in nature are all good for us, so powerful, such an easy thing to call upon, almost in any place. This is Dacher Keltner. Thanks for joining us on this Happiness Break, a sacred place in nature. Happiness Break is a production of PRX and UC Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center.